Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Happy New Year from Superior Livestock. The first sale of the new year for Superior, Bell Ringer 2024. It'll be the 10th, 11th, and 12th of January on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time each morning, live from Embassy Suites downtown in Oklahoma City. A total of 106,464 head will be selling. For details on this year's Bell Ringer, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, it looks like winter has officially hit Oklahoma, as we've had lots of cold temperatures, and it looks like we're going to have more on the way. I had the opportunity to visit with Oklahoma State climatologist Gary McManus about weather that's coming into the state this week, and he said usually when it's warm in December, that spells trouble for January.
Right. Now, we just had our fourth warmest December on record, and usually that spells trouble. If we ever have a warm December, usually the hammer's going to come down in January or February, and that's sure what's happened. You know, this is our biggest blast of cold air since, oddly enough, since before Halloween. So lots of cold air around.
This blast of cold weather, McManus said, is only the beginning.
Right. So we will warm up again after this cold air moves off to the northeast. As that gigantic low pressure system moves along with it that brought us the snow and the rain. In its wake, we'll get up into the 40s and 50s again. And Friday, we'll get slammed with cold air from the Arctic. This is really cold air. And then we'll sort of move around in that. And then Sunday or Monday, somewhere probably around Monday, we're going to get the coldest air we've seen probably in a few years, probably since February 2021, a month that we don't like to talk about very much. But we haven't had a lot of extremely cold air since then. We've had a day or two. December 23rd, 2022 was pretty bad. A couple of January days in 2023. But this is going to be something different. So, and the wind's going to make the wind chills down close to zero, if not below zero, for some of that time. So it's something that we're not going to be used to since it's been so long. And we are coming off that very warm December. So we just need to start preparing now, probably.
Thankfully, this winter has turned out to be much wetter, just as McManus had predicted.
The odds were definitely tilted towards that due to the strong El Nino that's in place.
Any of the models look like we're going to get to continue this wet weather through the spring, hopefully?
Well, we do see now when we're talking about the forecast models, when we look out that far, it's getting out into a little bit more of a different type of forecast model. But the prediction for El Nino is that for it to continue at least through early spring. And so when we look through, let's say, the January through March, maybe a bit into April, we should see a little bit more of that continued wet weather, at least tilted towards wet weather. On average, when you look at those El Ninos, when you look at the January through March period, you would expect a little bit greater chance for above normal precipitation, which would certainly be welcome here in Oklahoma.
To hear my complete conversation about the forecast with climatologist Gary McManus, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.